This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting concluded this evening for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections. Overall, nearly 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. In this phase, polling was held in 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. These included 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent candidates, whose fate has been locked in EVMs today, include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan from Sambalpur, Meenaka Gandhi from Sultanpur, Naveen Jindal from Kurukshetra, Manoj Tiwari from Northeast Delhi and Abhijit Ganguly from Tamluk, among others. Congress Party's key leaders include Dipinder Singh Hooda from Rohtak, Kumari Sailja from Sirsa and Raj Babbar from Gurgaon. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav contested from Azamgarh and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti from Anantnag Rajouri seat. Simultaneously, polling was held for 42 seats in the third phase of Odisha Assembly elections. In addition, Assembly by-elections for Karnal seat in Haryana and Gainsari constituency in Uttar Pradesh also took place. We now go over live to our correspondent Suparna Saikia in Delhi. Suparna, what is the latest update you have for us?
Yes, Versa. Polling for the sixth phase progressed smoothly despite the hot weather. And Election Commission had gone all out to make the necessary arrangements. The poll body had specially reminded voters in urban centers like Delhi, Gurgaon and Faridabad to exercise their right to vote and break the trend of urban apathy. Delhi recorded a voter turnout of 53.73% till 5 p.m. and the highest of 57.97% was recorded in Northeast Delhi and the lowest of 50.44% in Delhi. Was recorded in Delhi, and to enhance voter participation, Delhi Election Office took a unique initiative collaborating with bike taxi aggregators to offer free rides for the elderly people from polling stations to their homes. And in Bihar, in a heartwarming gesture, polling officials distributed certificates to voters acknowledging their civic duty. Also, young and first-time voters could be seen showcasing their inked finger after exercising their franchise. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, senior Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi were among the prominent faces who cast their votes in this space. Back to you, Valsa.
Thank you, Suparna, for those details. So nearly 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. The statewide polling percentage in West Bengal, 78%, Jharkhand over 61%, Odisha over 59%, Haryana 56%, NCT of Delhi nearly 54%, Uttar Pradesh over 52%, Bihar over 52%, and Jammu and Kashmir over 51%. The Election Commission today released the absolute number of voters for the first five phases of Lok Sabha elections, asserting that voter turnout data was always available with candidates. It informed that over 50 crore and 72 lakh people have exercised their franchise through the first five phases of Lok Sabha polls in the country. The data was released a day after the Supreme Court dismissed a plea seeking direction to the poll body to upload authenticated, scanned and legible copies of Form 17C showing the account of votes recorded. Campaigning continues for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling at this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said elections are a big celebration in democracy and an opportunity to inculcate the values of democracy in the minds of future generations. In an interview to DD News, Mr. Modi opined that the government or political party should give an account of their work to the public. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles final of the Malaysia Masters Badminton in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.